listening to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks for joining in. We are in the dining room of the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island during the Detroit Regional Chamber's annual Mackinac Policy Conference. Today, we are talking with politicians an awful lot about what their ideas and their agendas are up here. Joining us now is the mayor of the great city of Detroit, Mike Duggan. Mayor Duggan, welcome back to Detroit Today.
Good morning, Stephen.
Welcome back to Mackinac.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing a session together
today.
That's
right. You and I are going to talk about policing a little later today, and the new chief, his agenda. You know, the question I'm asking everybody up here this year is to talk about the importance of being here and what your ideas are for the week and maybe some of the goals that you have for the week.
Well, you know, the relationships that you built here for me have been invaluable. But, you know, today Tom Goris announces he's donating $20 million to build out a community center in Rouge Park. That Cody Rouge neighborhood has got the highest concentration of children that don't have a rec center. Of course, the outdoor pool is spectacular. For 3 months a year, it's crowded. But when Arne Tellem came to me and said, the Pistons want to do something for the children of Detroit, I drove him out and I said, I've got a 3-month-a-year facility. I need a 12-month-a-year facility for the kids in this area. And then Tom Goris today announces a $20 million donation. There was a time when Detroit was doing nothing but closing rec centers. Now we're opening rec centers. But these are relationships you build up over the years, because you're not just in business meetings here. You're sitting on the porch, you're sitting in the lobby, you get to know people, you talk about families, and that matters over time.
Yeah. This has been a pretty, typical approach, I think, in your administration, is kind of finding a problem and finding a very specific solution to it. I can think of lots of different factories or other businesses that have been open since you've been mayor, that you have just kind of personally said, here's what I want to fix here, and I got to just find the right person or entity to do it. It's a really different way, I think, of managing development and opportunity in the city than we've seen before.
Well, it's interesting, and the Chamber does this Mish Auto session Tuesday, the first day, and about 5 years ago, Sandy Barua convinced me to come up. I got to know the executives at Lear and the executives at Magna and a lot of these parts suppliers, Flexigate, that I did not know before. And so when Lear has to put a 400-employee seating plant to build seats for the Chevy Silverado, I can sit down with Ray Scott and say, I've got a site here on Connor. It's just a few miles from the plant. We'll get it cleared for you and ready to go. And now Lear is building that 400-employee seating plant. A lot of those things came out of relationships I built, sitting up here in a relaxed way, getting to know executives and them getting to know me.
I want to talk a little about ARPA, this wonderful boon that we are experiencing with money. Give us an update on how that's going. I mean, it's a great thing to have $850 million to spend, but it's also important that it be spent properly and in a way that really affects people's lives. Are we being successful at that yet?
This is going to accelerate Detroit's recovery by 10 years. I mean, it's all the things that we would have gotten to 5 or 10 years from now that the money is there today. And so if you think about the way we approach the city budget, that $800 million will be spread over 3 years. That's when it has to be spent. So the city of Detroit has gone from $1 billion a year budget to $1.3 billion for the next 3 years. You can't just have the people you've got scrambling around doing more work. You have to add extra compliance people, finance people, HR people, project managers. All of that is being ramped up. We've just announced the first 800 houses that are getting roof repairs done. They've just been sent notices the work's going to start this year as the first phase of our $30 million in home repairs for low-income seniors is being rolled out quickly. Nicole Sherrard Freeman, if you get her on here, is just doing a remarkable job of getting job training because people want to talk about affordable housing. The best solution would be Detroiters increase wealth, get a better paying job, and build the kind of wealth that can support your family, and a lot of the other problems in the city get easier. Nicole's driving all that. We have $100 million going into job training and literacy, GED programs, things to raise skills so Detroiters can earn more money. So everything is about making sure that the Detroiters who stayed when everybody else bailed are the ones getting the benefits of this $800 million, and I think we're doing a good job at it.
Yeah. I also want to talk about a statistic that I saw recently about how much money people pay to live in the city of Detroit, and that an astonishing number of people are spending half of their income mostly on rent, I would imagine, not on owning houses. It just highlighted for me the overall challenges we still have in the real estate market in Detroit. At the top end, at the bottom end, in the middle, it still operates under pretty irrational terms for too many people. And I wonder if you can talk about, I mean, I know you're very focused on very specific problems in that market, but what about that overall irrationality? It pops its head up in many different places.
No question, and I'm very consumed by it. So think about this. You had neighborhoods in this city where the houses were worth $150,000, and in 2009 it crashed and they were worth $50,000 and people bailed. We have built the values back up to where they were before the crash, which if you own a house, and for much of the African-American community, that is a huge increase in your family wealth.
That's your wealth. Yeah.
Right, when the property values go up. The flip side is that if you're not owning the property, it means your rents are going up, and it is putting pressure on people. You don't have the situation in Detroit right now that you have in San Francisco, that you have in Portland, that you have in D.C. and others with huge numbers of homeless on the street. The biggest reason for that is that 10,000 houses that were vacant 8 years ago have been renovated and families moved in. Mm-hmm. And buildingdetroit.org and the land bank selling those. That's kept a lot of the pressure off. Nobody else had 10,000 units ready to go. But we are dwindling down in how many of those there are. And so we're really conscious. What do? I think our next piece is this. I want Detroiters to go back to home ownership. You've got a lot of Detroiters in this city spending $800 or $1,000 a month in rent. If they could own the house, pay the taxes for less money, but they don't have the down payment. We're about, from American Rescue Plan funds, to roll out an $8 million down payment assistance plan so we can get longtime Detroiters who are renters, convert them to homeowners so they can benefit from the wealth increase. We're attacking this from a lot of different directions, but it's becoming a real problem. As property values go up in the city, rents go up, and it's my responsibility. I say this to my team every day. We got elected by the people who stayed, not the people who left. And we have a responsibility to make sure that we do everything we can to protect the people who stayed.
Yeah. Okay. Mike Duggan, mayor of the city of Detroit. Always great to have you here on Detroit Today. And, of course, great to see you up here on Mackinac Island.
Good to see you, Steve.
I'll see you later. When we come back, we are going to welcome another of our elected representatives to the show. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow joins us next. Stay tuned for more Detroit Today.